It was the morning of September 15, 1963. Reverend John Cross was sitting in on the woman's Bible study class at his 16th Street Baptist Church. The lesson was about a love that forgives. Just then, a bomb ripped through the church. Cross told NPR in a 1990 interview that he went around to the side of the building to check on the damage.
And that's where I noticed this big crater, large enough to almost drive a tank through it. And when we start digging through debris, we didn't dig too far before we started finding the bodies, one stacked right on top of each other.
People tried to stop Cross from digging, worried that there could be another blast. But he kept on, trying to make sure the children were okay. Four girls died that day in the city known as Bombingham because so many churches and other places had been attacked. Cross's church was the crucible for the civil rights movement in Birmingham. Activists held meetings and planned marches there. He told NPR the bombing devastated the community.
Well, the immediate effect was really one of anger and revenge. And, you know, that's kind of hard. You have grief on one hand and anger on the next. It gets you in a kind of a frustrated mood.
But those roiling emotions sparked a new direction for Cross. His friend and fellow civil rights activist, Reverend Abraham Woods, said Cross began trying to bring the races together.
He was that kind of person. Instead of being overcome by bitterness and hatred, as I remember him, he was a good example of what Jesus would want you to do.
In 2001, Cross testified at the trial of Thomas Blanton, Jr. Blanton was one of three men convicted for their roles in the bombing. At the time, Cross said that people often asked him why go back through such memories. He said, "It's not a matter of going back through it. It's a matter of justice being done." Allison Keyes, NPR News.